Hello, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. This is World Community Forum, and we're going to be having a, it's actually spoken word surprise. We're going to be having an interview with Maureen Jack Lacroix about the conference happening on Saturday called Be the Change, or it's called the Great Turning Conference. It's going to be quite wonderful. So we're going to have a nice conversation with her, but first, I'm going to lead with a song called Be the Change, which is by Monique Wyatt, and it will fit quite nicely.
If you saw a child fall into a river, would you turn away or come to the rescue? So how many miles away must we be before we can pretend there's nothing we can do? Be the change. Be the change. History is bound to repeat itself until we all wake up and get off this ride. I believe the time is now knocking on our door. Will yours and my lock open wide? Be the change. Be the change. Be the change. Change. Nothing can be done, nothing can be done. That's what they were saying. Maybe you're the one, maybe you're the one. Change has just begun. Change it, change it, change. Said it first, who will be the next to be part of the cure for the pains we have? Be the change. Be the change. Be the change. Child fall into a river, would you turn away or come to the rescue?
Okay, so that was Lenny Gallant with Be the Change, and also doing vocals on that song is Coco Lavalcorn, who is from the from BC. And on the line I have Maureen Jack Lacroix. Hello.
Hello, Ryan.
It's good to hear you.
Yes, and it's so great to be joining you and your listeners on CJSF. That's fabulous. Thank you.
So we're here today. We'll talk about Be the Change, but we're more talking about a conference that's happening called The Great Turning. Is this correct?
Yes.
Now, what is The Great Turning?
The Great Turning is the shift, the global mind shift, from an industrial worldview to a life-sustaining society. And that's what we've named our event after, because that's the purpose of our event, is to help that happen.
That's a pretty big purpose.
It is.
And you're going to do that in one day?
No, the Great Turning does not happen in a day.
Okay.
But it is certainly focused on that, and in fact, we've, you know, are putting together a process so that people who are connecting, who, you know, share this motivated cause, can stay connected and continue to work together following the event. We've got a whole series of workshops, and it's very cool.
So a global mind shift. Now, people usually talk about action, so how does mind come into it? Or
well, our actions come from our values, mm-hmm. you know, and so we, you know, the worldview really from the industrial worldview was that we had limitless resources. You know, the more we reaped, the more benefit there was for ourselves on the planet, that we could throw anything we wanted away and it would be, you know, just taken care of, right? And there were a lot of big assumptions like that that we now know not to be true. And yet our behaviors are still really founded in those old assumptions that we had. So it's really important that we become aware, that's where our minds come in, mm-hmm. Of what do we value, and become conscious of every choice we make and every action we take, so that we are in alignment with not only our values, but the kind of world that we want to create, and we recognize that we are intimately involved in that process of, in fact, creating the world we're in and then creating our future.
Okay. And so this event now, what's going to happen at the event?
What's going to happen at the event is that we've got 40 community leaders that are going to be speaking on very specific topics that they're passionate about. And mm-hmm. those are in three streams of programming of action, innovation, and consciousness.
Okay.
So the those, you know, streams of programming, and in fact the whole title for the event is coming from the wisdom of Joanna Macy, mm-hmm. who is a longtime activist and, you know, PhD systems analyst and author and very deep practicing Buddhist and an amazing teacher and speaker. So she proposed that the Great Turning is happening in each of those three realms of action, innovation, and consciousness simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
Action are the, you know, the eco-warriors that are holding back the destruction and the waste of our natural resources as best they can, and mm-hmm. just slowing it down, right? Because, of course, our technology is so developed that it's really laying waste the world at an incredible rate.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to slow them down, because by the time they realize what they're doing, we want to have something left. And then innovation is really important, so that we are looking at all the different ways that we can do things differently, so that we've got innovative alternatives to the systems that are in place and the habits that we have that are being wasteful.
Is this kind of like creativity as well?
Absolutely. That's where creativity is so important and so vital.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we're shifting and looking for a new way of doing things, we have to recognize that no one person has the answer. So that's where diversity, which we look around in the, you know, world system, diversity is one of the great benefits of any living system, because we've got to try all the different things to find out the one that really works.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a very creative time for humanity to be trying all the creative, innovative options to what we're doing right now, which is going to destroy us if we don't change it.
Mm-hmm.
And then consciousness is so important, because we will not sustain or shift anything unless we are, in fact, our actions and our innovations are resting on a firm understanding of what is our relationship with the world and with the whole system that we're living within. So consciousness really speaks to recognizing what science is completely corroborating with ancient mm-hmm. wisdom that we've known all along,
right.
Our heart wisdom, that we are radically interconnected with this whole web of life,
mm-hmm.
and that we're not separate, and that we're not immune, you know, and that what we do to the world, we're doing to ourselves, and it's a very profound, deep understanding, because when we recognize that all life is sacred, then we really shift what we're doing and how we're doing it in a fundamental way.
Mm-hmm. Would consciousness be like the core of things, would you say, or is it all just really in three categories and people can kind kind of work on whatever they want to work on?
Excellent question. Because, in fact, I think we're actively involved in all three, mm-hmm. right, simultaneously. And every one of those community leaders is really involved in all three, although they
right.
will have a propensity that's more one than the other, so I sort of categorize them that way.
Oh, okay.
But the piece, you know, that, I mean, here's a small, simple lifestyle example. And this was an idea that's in our action guide, our Be the Change action guide, and it was a friend I was in an action circle with who started doing this, and I was like, you're kidding, you know? Like, because what she does is she has a pail, a bucket, in her shower, mm-hmm. and so that when she's running the water until it gets warm, it's collecting in this bucket. And then she was using it to plant, you know, water her plants and stuff. And I was imagining sloshing
right.
around the house with a bucket of water. I'm like, oh my God, you're kidding.
Yeah.
But then I was like, okay, well, I'm going to try this. So I do it, and I use it to flush the toilet mm-hmm. every other time, you know. Whenever the pail is half full, it'll flush the toilet. I sort of experiment with how much water I need for it to work.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time as I'm doing that, I'm very aware, and I actually say a little prayer, for the women in Africa who walk for hours to get a bucket of water.
Right.
And what we do in the Western world has such a profound impact on the Third World. And to recognize our whole global responsibility and our consciousness of humanity on all levels, so that even though it may seem I'm in a rainforest here, I shouldn't be worried about water, mm-hmm. I'm still valuing this water.
Right.
Because it's so important. And that's a very innovative way of saving water, right?
Absolutely.
So I've got all three woven together.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, it may seem simplistic, trite, like, oh my God, you're not going to save the world by doing that. But if we add up every one of our little actions, and, you know, I go through the action guide and I'm easily at 200, that I'm not thinking of anymore because they're just habits now. It's just
right.
what I do. Boy, we, you know, get, you know, lots of people doing that. It would make a huge difference. And mm-hmm. it's also like a practice. That's where the consciousness comes in, too. You know, it is a practice that I'm doing with a group of people that all hold these values, and I learn from them, they learn from me, we support each other in doing this, and we feel like it's deeply important, meaningful work,
mm-hmm.
as well as trite and insignificant. You know, Gandhi said, it's true, anything you do is insignificant, and everything you do is very important.
Right.
So we're living on those principles.
Okay. Now, this is called an unconference.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's an unconference?
Well, an unconference is not bringing some expert in from out of town
uh-huh.
to talk at you and tell you what to do.
Okay.
An unconference would be the opposite of that. So it's, that should be saved before you do it. Sorry. An unconference is bringing people from within the community that are doing amazing things in mm-hmm. action, innovation, and consciousness.
Okay, so these are all local speakers.
These are local speakers, and
okay.
they're not talking at people. They're sitting down in circles and instigating dialogue.
Okay.
So all of the participants are involved every moment of the journey of the Great Turning. So there's a number of different ways that we're introducing, you know, these topics because, well, we call them turning talks. So they're in 10-minute sound bites. So mm. each of the speakers is given the first challenge to bring it all into one pithy 10-minute spiel.
Mm-hmm.
And then that instigates dialogue amongst the circle.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is seated in circles. They're not in rows.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very, very interactive and dynamic exchange of information and energy and inspiration.
And how long is each session?
Well, there's a number of different kinds of sessions.
Okay.
So there's no easy answer here. There are, you know, at the beginning in the morning, we've got a series of turning talks. So all the delegates are seated in circles,
uh-huh.
you know, around tables. And the speakers go from table to table and give their 10-minute talk. And the delegates or partnering up and sharing how that came up for them. So that's like a major download. And then we have dialogues. We have three talks that are given from the stage to everyone in the room. And everyone in the circles, including the other speakers, are all dialoguing on those talks. And so there we have Tai Bridge from the Wild Salmon Circle speaking about action and what it is to take citizen action and the success they've had in using the action circle process. And we have Andrea Reimer, the Deputy Mayor of Vancouver, speaking on community resiliency and how to be innovative and in that context. And we have Rex Weiler, who is one of the co-founders of Greenpeace, speaking on consciousness and the importance of having a spiritual practice as an eco warrior.
Okay.
Yeah. So then in those contexts, everyone hears that, and then all the circles dialogue on what came up for them in that. And then there's a, another set where the speakers give their 10-minute talks at the table, and everyone goes into deep dialogue on those talks with the speaker there. So they, and then at the in the afternoon, we also have an open space where people are, you know, standing for something they want to speak to and to connect people and collect people so that they can meet after the Great Turning and continue on those topics.
Okay.
And those ones will be either different issues that they want to address or a community that they want to connect in community to explore community projects. Or there's a third stream, which is the finding your purpose and passion in the Great Turning. And those are facilitated by trained Be the Change, What's Your Tree facilitators.
Right.
Yeah. So a lot of different, it's a very, what do you call it? I was going to say complex design, but I think it's more creative, you know, and just a lot of different ways of interacting and meeting people. Because we really want all of these amazing change agents that are coming to meet each other and connect.
Okay.
That's how we're going to have strength for this movement.
Okay, now for attendance, how do people get involved? How, and where is it? What's some of the finer details here?
Okay, so it's taking place this Saturday, April 30th, and it's at the Maritime Labor Center, which is just off the drive. It's just north of Hastings and Victoria. It's on Triumph Street, actually. And it starts at 8 a.m., so, I mean, the doors open at 8 a.m., and it's kind of cool to get there between 8 and 9, because then you can sign up for a couple of those circle dialogues, the ones where you're sitting with the speaker and you're going in it for an hour or so. So it's great to arrive early enough to sign up for that.
Okay.
And then the event starts at 9, and you can get tickets. The tickets, we've got a full sliding scale of range of admission from $25 to $85. And the reason we did that is because we recognize that the people that we want, that want to come, that are totally, you know, committed to this change happening before we all go down the tubes, have a broad range of income, and they're from a broad range of generations. So this is a really, you know, broad intergenerational event. And so people who can't afford to pay $85 are subsidizing the ones that can only afford to pay $25.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, if they pay $85, they also get a tax receipt, and they get admission.
Oh, okay, that's nice.
You know, and same thing with the $75, they get a tax receipt for $20 or $10. And and then we have this amazing event after called the Quickening. So that's at night. So after we've totally explored and expanded our minds all day, then we need to integrate that into our bodies and really go deep. So the Quickening is the event that's happening.
Yeah.
Doors open at 8 o'clock at the same venue. And those tickets are $10 if you're a conference delegate, or $20 if you're in general public.
Okay.
And that's a very cool event, too, because it's got, you know, over a dozen world beat artists, and they're leading through a whole process of personal transformation that is, again, part of the Joanna Macy work and also part of creation spirituality. So it's a musical guided journey of personal transformation that It's very creative and wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds very interesting. Okay.
Are you coming?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
good.
I'm coming.
Oh, great.
Yeah. I suppose I have to change.
Change what?
No, my clothes. I guess. So I had a particular question about the organization of it, because one thing that'll often happen in conferences is you'll have several different things you want to be involved in happening at the same time, and you have to make a choice. With the three categories, are they, well, maybe you just give it more of an idea of the organization of it.
Well, an individual coming will be able to hear 9 different talks.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. 9 different talks. And then also the 10th is the action circle and meeting with people of their choice.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll have 10 different experiences,
mm-hmm.
which is great for a day.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have all of these talks, some of them videotaped, some of them audio taped, and we're going to have them up on our website so that the people can also, you know, when they're meeting in circles afterwards, can still access this amazing bounty of knowledge and wisdom and use that for their dialogues as they're moving forward.
Okay. Now, who are some other speakers that'll be coming?
Well, on the action side, we've got Jessica from Greenpeace talking about the tar sands, and we've got Ben West from Wilderness Committee talking about tankers right here in our harbor, oil tankers, and Carmen and Eric are talking about the Gateway Project, and we've got Carl Perrin, who's got the Burns Bog pilgrimage happening on May 1st, and John Vissers, who's got Passenger Rail to the Fraser Valley, is a really creative alternative that he wants people to work towards, and Joe Foy from Wilderness talking about Clackwat Sound because it's in jeopardy again.
Yeah,
and we've got this wonderful Tian, who's managed to live without plastic for a year. So she's like huge inspiration for
me. I saw that one. That one piqued my interest.
Yeah.
I go to that one.
Me too. I'm just it's so hard to avoid it. They just like, God, they're wrapping Smarties in it. I mean, it's just like...
Yeah.
And then on the innovation side, we've got lots of people speaking to different aspects of gardening, you know. So we've got gourmet gardens, and we've got permaculture, and we've got seed saving and beekeeping and backyard chickens and urban agriculture, and so wonderful. And then also within that sort of realm of things, we've got emergency preparedness and community currency and neighborhood food networks and food sharing, and so really really great topics there. And then in the consciousness side, we've got AJ from Rangichangi Root speaking to, you know, having a multicultural perspective and opening ourselves up consciously that way. And we've got intergenerational consciousness with the Gen Y, Tara and Fiona. And then we've got, you know, a Vedic master, Jeffrey Armstrong, who's a brilliant author, and really... The Vedic tradition is, of course, where yoga came from. And so he'll be speaking to the wisdom of the avatars. And as I said, you know, much of our modern science is corroborating wisdom that goes back thousands of years. So it's very cool to see it all come together at this point in time.
Yes.
And then the What's Your Tree people and Be the Change Action Circle people are there to, you know, speak to how to explore your purpose and passion and to start your practice of changing your actions. And we've got storytelling and using the arts for community empowerment. So, full spectrum.
Seems it. Now, with Be the Change, these action circles, I know, is an important aspect. Maybe I'll just set, we only have about 5 minutes, but let's give you a chance to talk a little bit about that and what happens after the conference, or what could happen after the conference.
Yes. There will be, for everyone who's, you know, then in the open space towards the end of the conference, we'll be focusing on how do they want to stay involved and what works for them. and we'll be offering them free workshops. And so for those who want to stay connected in their community and explore community projects, there'll be a workshop with Village Vancouver and Be the Change, so that they can see how they can use the circle process to support them in that, and the action guide to start a practice of taking personal action and exploring what projects within the village context that they can start working together on.
Mm-hmm.
And then for those that really have a burning issue, as Tai Yi did from the first Great Turning, he really wanted to focus on the fish farms and how that's jeopardizing ecosystems for our wild salmon.
Mm-hmm.
So people that have an issue will get together with others, and then there's a wonderful workshop that Be the Change and Wilderness Committee are putting together so that they can map out what their focus is and what their messaging is and how they're going to, you know, what strategy they're going to take.
And okay, again, so that's sort of like marketing.
Yes, and communication.
Communication. Okay.
And again, how to use the circle technology to really support them
okay.
in staying juiced and sustainable in this mm-hmm. whole process. Because, you know, we really need to sustain ourselves. Otherwise, it all just is too much.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third will be people that want to explore what their purpose and passion is. And there's a beautiful curriculum that Julia Butterfly Hill put together. And she's a young activist that climbed the tree for two mm-hmm. weeks and stayed up for 2 years. I don't know if you've read her story, but it's amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, so the curriculum she's put together with Be the Change, delivering it, is What's Your Tree? So it's a way for people to explore and define what their calling is
mm-hmm.
and to step into that at this pivotal point in time.
Mm-hmm.
So lots to, you know, leave with and to stay engaged with, because as we know, the Great Turning does not happen in a day.
Right. Okay, and so the website is www.bethechangeearthalliance.org.
Mm-hmm.
And the date and the location, do you have the address?
1880 Triumph Street.
Yes, Triumph. So you can feel pretty good being on Triumph Street.
There you have it.
Yeah, that's good. And it starts at
8 a.m., which is brutal, but, you know, there'll be yoga and beautiful music and coffee and things to eat.
You'll be glad you came.
You'll be so glad you came. Oh, I forgot to mention the fabulous lunch and the bread pudding break and, yeah, fabulous food that we're having all day long.
Okay. All right, well, listeners will be staying tuned for the Downliner's Crypt coming up next, and if you'd like to stay on the line, I'll stay on the line, and I'm just going to have a brief taste of some music that'll be happening as part of the program. I guess this is the last part of the program that Buckman Co. is involved in.
Yes, Buckman Co. actually is performing a song at the Great Turning, and then we'll be joining 12 other artists for the Quickening at 8 o'clock at night.
Okay. So this is Buckman Co., and this has been Ryan Fletcher with Marine Jack Lacroix from Be the Change Earth Alliance.
The first one to bathe my shadows in the